Welcome, beautiful ones, to the Equinox Super Full Moon time. Wow, lots going on. This is a power time. And we are in a home stretch of the Mercury retrograde period as well. So much to unpack here for you. So much to talk about how you can make and create the manifesting miracle shifts that are ready to come through for you. Let's start by first saying this is the third consecutive super moon. And whenever we have threes, this is a power three time. It has shifting, sticking energy. Plus the fact that this lands right on the equinox time, a highly synchronistic time as we transition from the light and the dark between the sun and the moon, and just that balancing connection with each other. So all around the world, we're in this perfect balancing of equal light and dark our day is made of. So whatever has been emotionally seeking natural balance for you, this is the time to cultivate it, to curate it, so that the staging of what is ready to manifest with your seeds and your dreams will start moving forth, emerging forth, stepping forth, supercharging forth. There's an energy that's got momentum that's going to be showing up as we wind out of the Mercury retrograde period. So there's a lot going on energetically. Let's just start first with how we're in the equinox time. This is a time of transition, the midpoint of the year for the balancing of the light and the dark. So what has been your transition point that you've been in right now where you need to close down one chapter and open up a new one? And this is about really giving yourself the honor and using the spiritual practice to gracefully carry yourself through this transition period. Allowing yourself to complete something, finish the energetics and close the book on it. And then allowing yourself to open up and make space for something new. So we're at the super full moon and the equinox time. I'm going to get into what this means in respect to Mercury retrograde, but just taking these two elements is the super full moon, especially when it's in the third, it's really about completion. And it's also about a highly boosting, magnetizing time of that completion to open up with big space for more. The universe, life, is always thriving to become more of itself. So wherever there has been blocks, constriction, this is the time for the spiritual housekeeping, for the energetic housekeeping, to clear the way for forgiveness, forgiveness to self, others, experiences, situations, conditioning, blocks, whatever has become the protective mechanism that has locked or blocked the activation of what's ready to come next. So you're going to use this full moon with two purposes. One, to clear what needs to be complete and give yourself the power of this transition time where light and night are in equilibrium. Life is seeking that equilibrium, that balance. And then to gracefully carry yourself into the new cycle and season. It depends on what part of the hemisphere that you're from, on what this season will mean for you. One of the most important parts to look at is what has been dormant. What has been stuck? What has been suppressed? What has been constricted, held in secret? It's time to declutter it, weed it out, cleanse it, clear it. Pull it out and let it go. Bring it to the light, allow it to dissolve. That's the first focus for this equinox full moon, is release that energy that's been stuck, dormant, or lacking. And you will have been feeling it stirring in you, wanting to be cleared. It has a staleness to the energy. There's something alive that wants to begin to grow. And that's the second focus, is opening up to the energy that wants to grow. What life area wants to come alive for you? It can be in any facet, with your health, with a relationship, with career, with money, with your home life, with how you're living, with what you're saying yes and no to. Pay attention to how you feel, because that will tell you what wants to grow. Give intention with action and attraction your next season to come. This is where I say often, where getting clear what you're giving your intention to, so you know what your action is, so you know what your attraction is. So are you going to be the bee, or are you going to be the flower? The busy bee looking for the flower, desperately seeking, or are you going to be the flower that attracts the bee, because it's clear on its intention and it's clear on its action and its unfoldment to attract the bee, to attract the next action. This is about naming that next season to come for you. Because as we move into this next season, there's going to be a supercharging forward as we come through this home stretch of Mercury retrograde. You'll start to feel that momentum pick up and surge in an upward shift. And so it's very important to give yourself time to align with your soul-inspired design that's already inside of you, that already knows more of what it wants to become. You know more of what you want to become. And allowing yourself to manifest your miracles, the miracles that's you, the miracles that want to come through for you in your life, the miracles that want to manifest for you. So using this magical opportunity to boost what you want to clear so that you may have the readiness for what you want to bring into reality, what you want to manifest as we open up to this new cycle ahead. So we're in a Mercury retrograde period, which is a time of reflecting, redesigning, really making clear what is the intentions, what do we want to create, what do we need to let go of, and what do we need to let start coming in. That's that action, attraction. That's that giving that attention with the right action and attraction. It is a simultaneous letting go and coming in, just like the equinox energy. Now, the power of doing this ritual is not about the exact day you do it. It's about this window and this time frame and really allowing yourself to get in sync and honoring it. If you just started today and asked yourself, okay, what's been dormant? What's time for me to shift? You're actually honoring the Mercury retrograde period right now, which is reflecting, redesigning. It's not an energy that moves with lots of surging and momentum. We're going into that. But whatever has felt like, oh, yeah, you just want it to take off and to really get moving and to have its clarity, understand we're not exactly in that time period right now. So you can honor the illumination, the big illumination, like the super full moon is going to light up the night with, light up the dark. That illumination, what's been dormant, what needs to be cleared out so there's room for you to say yes to what's next. I'd like to say, in addition to the regular steps of doing the full moon, what you want to let go of, I think it's important to keep it simple. You can always add some enhancements to it. But it's the power of the check-in and the ritual and the consistency of doing it every month at the time that nature is aligning. What you'll start to see is that your life will begin to shift and be in alignment with your own natural cycles and seasons as it matches the mirroring of nature. You know, I think about how just having a conversation with my niece, how she said, wow, it's kind of interesting that she just submitted everything into her studying abroad. And it was just at the time of the equinox full moon. these kind of synchronicities start to take on their natural rhythm the more we allow ourselves to get in rhythm with our own life. I've seen this over and over again. You'll start to notice it. You'll actually notice when things flare up around the full moon or the new moon, and you begin to notice that, oh, this is seeking balance. So right now, whatever has been coming in close to you as something that wants to find its balance and equilibrium, this is a heightened power time. There's so much I'm reflecting on and reshifting on because I have a lot of energy and attention that's moving towards my new writing projects that are unfolding right now. I've got two movies and a book, and I have to restructure my own way in which I'm showing up to my life. And a lot of what has been the deep healing that has been taking place for me has been about deeply embedded conditioning, trauma that has been playing out in unconscious beliefs, in my own biology of the subconscious. So I like to think about it in terms of a lot of times we think the issue that we're having or our blocks are beliefs in our mind. However, it's more like a conditioning imprint design that's circulating below the conscious mind, below what we understand is really going on. So then there's an energy that's been incomplete, that hasn't completed itself, and it's looking to find resolution. It's looking to complete itself. That's the healing. That's the letting go. That's the illumination. And it's been prevalent for everybody on an individual and a collective level, where patterns that are not serving us, paradigms, energetics that have been long generational or even still prevalent in this generation, they're being asked to close down and complete. And your awareness, your shift in consciousness is paving the new way. We need each other in this. I created the Inspiration Collection Nourishing Worthiness for a lot of what the energy that exists here right now in, which is really about nourishing and watering that worthiness of who exactly you are and who you came here to be and how to unhook, unplug, and disentangle the energies that are no longer serving, that take away from your own inherent worthiness to unfold and be all that you were destined for, all that's already in you to become itself. So that is set up on a program where at any level, it's available to anybody because you can donate to get it. And so I highly advise, if you have previously donated and purchased it, to get out that PDF, use those journal prompts right now during this time of the equinox, full moon, especially as we're in this Mercury retrograde period where it's asking us to rewind, reflect, and reset. And if you haven't got it, then you'll see the link on the page here and just the audios to work with it as we have this next couple of weeks as we wind out of Mercury retrograde and we begin to take off with this new cycle and season. Give yourself the grace to be carried to the next transition, to the new chapter, to the new beginnings that are starting right now. And we need you in it. We need all of you fully, completely embodied in the body of your life, of your physical body, and the body of this world. You, my beautiful one, matter, and everything that's inside of you matters. And may you shine the dreams that are in your soul. So reflect, reset, rewind, let go, call it in, pen to paper, antenna to God, to the universe. and let the new beginning start now. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.